I am taking this opportunity to share my work during the 44th Parliament as your Member of Parliament for Steveston Richmond East and highlight projects and services I advocated for to help improve the lives of Richmond residents. My commitment to work for everyone allowed me to collaborate seamlessly across all levels of government to get things done and secure over $640 million of investments in Richmond. As a centrist Canadian, I reaffirm my commitment to serve every member of the community in a nonpartisan manner to collaborate and get things done for Richmond residents and all Canadians. In October 2024, I personally relayed to former Prime Minister Justin Trudeau the concerns that British Columbians had with the direction of the country and his office. While I am thankful for his leadership, rapid changes at home and abroad demand new skills from new leadership. Prime Minister Mark Carney will lead our team where centrist voices are actively listened to and heard. I will continue to actively push for changes that working Canadians deserve so they can get ahead, and also maintain services and supports for our aging population who built this nation. Looking forward, I will continue to fight and champion my pursuit for the following initiatives: a personal income tax cut for the Canadian workforce, a review of government operational spending to find savings within government and procurement expenditures, while maintaining and sustaining services Canadians deserve. Grow our economy by reducing red tape and modernizing regulations to crack down on anti-competitive practices that also contribute to high grocery prices and service fees. Break down internal trade barriers across Canada, diversify and take advantage of trade relationships we have with over 50 nations. Photo via Parm Bains, Canada-United States Relations. As the Canada trade agreement negotiations play out daily, Canada remains strong as we work with premiers to actively remove internal trade barriers. Through the Canadian Free Trade Agreement, we are in pursuit of establishing one Canadian economy instead of 13 and strengthening the agreements we have in place with over 50 nations. Mark Carney, leader of the Liberal Party of Canada, is the capable leader to negotiate a fair economic settlement with the U.S., and he has a proven record in managing through economic crises. I recently joined colleagues and Canadian consul generals to meet with U.S. House representatives on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. I provided evidence of how important our integrated supply chains are for mutual economic growth and how counterproductive tariffs will stall our economies. Democratic Senator Cantwell's report echoed the negative impact of U.S. tariffs on American industries and families. Congresswoman Del Bene introduced the Tariff Abuse Act with strong support from her colleagues. Republican representatives said the final decision lies with President Trump, but recognized our strengthened border, and agreed public safety is a joint responsibility given the flow of illegal U.S. guns contributing to 90% of violent crime in Canada. Since 2021, as your MP, I am committed to building a community where everyone can enjoy their lives. To achieve this for Richmond residents, I focus on securing local investments to create missing middle housing options and generational jobs so people can absorb the higher cost of living in our coastal region. I am working to keep our economy moving and to provide the support and services people deserve. Housing initiatives in an agreement with the City of Richmond, I was able to announce a combined $46 million in federal funding through the Housing Accelerator Fund and the Rapid Housing Initiative to address our local housing needs, including those of seniors. The combined housing investments unlocked the following building plans: Housing Accelerator Fund 8 agreement items that include accelerating e-permitting, gentle density and more affordable housing options, Rapid Housing Initiative, housing for women and women with children. These efforts are part of our broader commitment to address local housing needs and support our community's growth. Photo via Parm Bains Local Investments. In addition, there is a long list of local investment initiatives that have contributed to generational jobs. These investments focus on improving industrial productivity, the capacity for high-skilled jobs and building a healthy living environment. Some of these investments in local projects include Steveston Harbor Dredging, Gulf of Georgia Cannery Channel Supply Chain Corridor, Business Scale-Up, Productivity, Food Production, Research and Development, National Defense and Aviation, Boeing Canada, BCIT Aerospace Technology and Innovation Hub, MDA Space, Artificial Intelligence, critical minerals cargo and supply chain corridor expansions, YVR, Port of Metro Vancouver Network Community Services and Support, New Horizons for Seniors, CHIMO 988 Crisis Line Community Safety, Building Safer Communities Program Active Living, Steveston Highway Multi-Use Pathway, Soccer Facility Olympic Oval Heritage and Arts, Gulf of Georgia Cannery, London Farm, Minoru Place Activity Center Wastewater, Lulu Island Treatment, Minoru Stormwater Detention Flood Protection, Pump Station Infrastructure Improvements Clean Ocean, Waterways, Environmental Restoration, Salmon Restoration Project. I made it a priority to back our local projects and usher them through respective departments to get them done. The commitments to critical infrastructure and strategic sectors are investments in Richmond's future as a hub for innovation, technology, agri-food and as an essential corridor in Canada's national and international supply chains. Projects and sector investments are helping create the high-paying jobs Richmond needs. By the summer of 2024, business growth in Richmond created over 2,300 more jobs than we had in 2023. When communities like Richmond prosper, Canada prospers. Cost of living supports our government followed through on major investments to support the largest workforce demographic shift in Canadian history, which aimed to set the foundation for generational jobs and the following affordability and cost of living measures for those who need it most. Increased old age security by 10% for seniors over 75. $10 a day childcare to provide savings to support working families. Canada Child Benefit helped parents receive an average of $6,016. Healthcare agreement with BC to speed up foreign credentials for health workers, modernize health systems, mental health and health worker support Canadian Dental Care Plan PharmaCare National School Food Program permanently eliminated interest on federal student and apprentice loans. Crack down on junk fees from consumer roaming charges to bank charges. Lowered credit card transaction fees to help small businesses and protect consumers. Over the past 4 years, it was a huge honor for me to serve as your Member of Parliament for Steveston Richmond East, but most importantly, I'm a member of the community who cares deeply for the city that raised me. My priorities and focus areas represent changes and priorities Richmond residents want to see from their federal government. I will continue to fight for you in Ottawa and keep Canada strong. Join my team at parmbaines.ca, follow me on social media at pbainesy or at baines4richmond, or email me at info@parmbaines.ca. Authorized by Pico Quach, official agent for Parm Baines. The views expressed in this article are those of Parm Baines. They do not reflect the opinions or views of Richmond News.